Okay, first of all, I would like to thank organizers for invitation to this conference. I'll discuss the talk, which is based on the paper done in collaboration with Alexey Milikhin, who is a PhD student in Princeton, and Nikita Sapienko, who is a master's student in Moscow. They are very nice students. And this paper will appear in archive soon. Okay, so actually the initial motivation of the study is try to understand more properly what is the meaning, the relation between tunneling phenomena in quantum mechanics and non-perturbative phenomena in the supersymmetric Yagami theory. It turns out that there are some surprises on this way. And first of all, I would like to start with, I mentioned the quantum mechanics, but let me start with the classical dynamics. And to the same, let me start with brief summary on the Zybek-Witten solution. The solution involves the low energy effective action, and gauge symmetry is broken to U1 by Higgs mechanism. There is some other parameter here. And the question was, which was asked, how the effective action depends on this order parameter. And it turned out that there are some powerful tools, namely the combination of randomization group flows and electromagnetic duality, which allowed to solve the problem. And actually, the duality allowed to relate the perturbative regime at large values of order parameter when we have everything is under control due to syntotic freedom, and a small u, it's necessary to perform instanton series. And let me note that here there are no anti-instantons. And the most important point, which I'll use later in our stuff, is that when we consider naive analysis, the mass, there is a point in the moduli space when the mass of the W boson vanishes near the origin. How it turns out, that's wrong statement. There are no such point at all, and there are no massless W boson in the spectrum. And the answer is non-trivial. It turns out that instead of instanton series, infinite number of instanton terms, we have instead of the single singularity, we have the whole region near the origin, and there is a marginal stability curve where W boson decays, and there is no such particle in the spectrum of the stable stable degrees of freedom near the origin. And in what follows, I'll argue that when we consider tunneling phenomena, we have a very similar phenomena in the more complicated situation. Okay, so how it looks graphically. So here is the order parameter. This is just the vacuum expectation value for the scalar. Naively, here we have the massless W boson, but instead, upon the summation of instanton series, we have a marginal stability curve in the in the U-plane, and this is the exact answer. So, and there is no W boson inside of this region. What is going on? We have the following instanton series. This is just the perturbative contribution, one loop perturbative contribution. We know that in n equals 2 super Yagami, there is only one loop. And here we see instanton series. And you see that something happens around a equals to 0, and we should resum the instanton series. And the answer is known. It was found by Zyberg and Witten that to get the low energy effective action and spectra of stable particle, you just recognize the proper object. And the proper object is just the Riemann surface, and which is collects all the data concerning the low energy spectrum. And its genus is, for instance, for SUN, it's n minus 1. And the proper data are as follows. So you know that the spectrum of the stable particle is expressed in terms of are two variables, and there are two quantum numbers, electric and magnetic numbers, and there are two objects. And these objects are expressed in terms of Riemann surface. So we introduced this superpotential, which has found, the differential which has been found in the Zyber-Critton paper, integrate over the cycle on this Riemann surface, and you get the answer for the spectrum of the stable particle in the theory. In a similar fashion, you could derive the prepotential, which is just the effective action in the low-energy superionic mill theory. There is one-to-one, the one-to-one correspondence between the world of supersymmetric young, n equals two supersymmetric young mill series and the world of integrable, holomorphic integrable system with finite number degrees of freedom. The number degrees of freedom correspond to rank of the gauge group. And for each gauge theory in four, five, and six dimensions, you can find out the corresponding Hamiltonian system. And the information about low energy solution is included in the low energy, in the holomorphic integrable system. Okay, so how it is encoded? It turns out that the Zyber-Critton curve is just the spectral curve for holomorphic integrable system, which means that we have for integrable system of n particle, we have n non-third Hamiltonians and fixed values of all Hamiltonians. It is just the Zyber-Critton curve. And this this guy are nothing but action variable in the integrable system. It's just PDQ integrated over the energy fixed level fixed level of all integrals of motion. And the model space of aqua correspond to space of integrals of motion in the holomorphic integrable system. One could question what are coordinates in the corresponding integrable system. The answer is known. They correspond to position of some defect brains, actually surface operators, in some internal collabial space. But it's not the whole story. Actually, there are two integrable systems, and second is under the carpet, and the second Hamiltonian system is just Wiesen hierarchy. And the phase space of this Wiesen dynamics is different. So we have the momentum and coordinates here are just variables A and AD. They are just conjugated pair, momentum and coordinates, and the effective action is just the action variable. It's just the standard equation in the Hamilton-Jacobi stuff. And this is just also familiar expression in the Hamilton-Jacobi equation if we identify the logarithm of infrared scale as a time variable. And note that the equation of motion in the Wiesen system is just word identity in the gauge theory. And no, what is important is that Wiesen dynamics goes not at the fixed level of all Hamiltonians of all Hamiltonia, but it goes across the spectrum. So we have a level in the spectrum. Wiesen dynamics goes across the spectrum, and in quantum mechanics, this well, it's so-called PNP relation in that stuff. Okay, now let us go to the next step. So consider the Nekrasov partition function. Let me remind that Nekrasov introduced the clever guess to regularize the infrared singularities in the instanton moduli spaces, which is at first some trick, but nevertheless, moreover, it turns out that it's not just a trick. It is just very interesting. There is some interesting physics behind this deformation. Generically, there are two deformations, and the prepotential is some mathematically is just the weighted sum of equivalent volumes of instanton moduli spaces. It looks like as follows. Here we have sum of fixed point of the torus section on the instanton moduli spaces, and when we consider small parameters here, you can extract the Zyber-Critton answer. And what follows, I will be interested in a particular limit, so-called Nekrasov-Shtashvili limit, when one parameter, physically this parameter are just two angular velocities. So we have in four-dimensional Euclidean space, we have two possibilities to rotate your world, and this is one, epsilon one, epsilon two are just angular velocities. And in this limit, the prepotential can be identified with a twisted superpotential in two-dimensional theory. It's more or less similar to reduction to lowest Landau level in magnetic field. And in this, we obtained the twisted superpotential in two-dimensional theory, in lowest Landau level in quotes. And there are two contributions. There is a perturbative contribution and non-perturbative contribution. And in what follows, we will investigate some properties of this guy. This is infinite sum. So you should have in mind that what we are trying to handle just with the infinite series over infinite number of fixed points of the torus action. And we're trying to extract some physics from this instanton series. Okay, so we could question what is going on with two integrable system in this Nekrasov-Shatashvili limit. And the answer is known, as was shown by Nekrasov and Shatashvili. The first family of integrable system, which I have mentioned, that is the family of Kolodziejev, Toda, spin chain. This is they correspond to different matter contents in two-dimensional theory. This theory get quantized. So instead of a classical Hamiltonian system, we obtained the quantum Hamiltonian system. And sorry, here is epsilon. Epsilon is Planck constant. And what is another important point is that the second Hamiltonian system, which I have mentioned, the Wiedemann system, it remains classical. There is no quantization of second system, but there is deformation of its Hamiltonian. And okay, so the key point is that the following identification. So the twisted superpotential, which we derive from Zeiber-Witten solution, gets identified with Young-Young function in the corresponding quantum integrable system. So let me remind that this Young-Young function, which is obtained first a long time ago in context of spin chain, governs the spectrum of the quantum system. So actually we should consider quantum system in the simplest situation, when we have possibility to write down the Bethe-Ansatz equation, the saddle point or the extremum of this Young-Young function yields you the just Bethe-Ansatz equation. And however, there are some situations when there are no Bethe-Ansatz type solutions, in that case, nevertheless, in that cases, you can write down Young-Young function. Nevertheless, it's possible to write it down. Also, let me note that what is the meaning of Bethe-Ansatz equation, how they have derived. So we start with the classical Hamiltonian system and write down the spectral curve in the classical Hamiltonian system. And upon quantization, it becomes the operator which acts on the wave function in separated variable. And look for the solution to the Baxter equation in polynomial form. And it turns out that this Baxter equation is not, provide you Bethe-Ansatz equation. So it's well, step by step, it's clear what is going on. But this function governs the spectrum of quantum quantum system. And in what follows, it will play the central role. And it was noted already in the first papers by Nekrasov and Shatashvili, there are naive poles in the twisted superpotential, is just epsilon here. When vacuum expectation value of scalar is proportional to the parameter of deformation, we have infinite number of poles in the twisted superpotential. And since the twisted superpotential is identified with the Young-Young function of the quantum system, there is infinite number of poles in the Young-Young function of the quantum system. And the question is, what is the meaning of these poles? Or maybe there is no any meaning of these poles as well. And This is the question from the gauge theory side. Do we have some proper interpretation of this guy? On the quantum mechanical side, the question is as follows. We have, since we entered the world of quantum mechanics, we know from the childhood that there is tunneling in the quantum mechanics. And what is the interpretation of tunneling phenomena on the gauge theory side? Actually, our study just we try to combine the structure two questions, and it turns out that the answers are quite interesting. Okay, so actually, what system we are looking at? So let us the main example which I'll discuss later. It's just a pure supersymmetric Young Mills theory. The spectrum can be stored from the Mathematica. And you have a system with two parameters. Actually, we have energy here, the parameter of superpotential, which is just lambda non-perturbative scale in the theory, and Planck constant, which in our case is just the parameter deformation. There are several regions, and in the nice paper by Dunn and Bazar, they identify the different regimes. Here, somehow we have electric regimes, dionic regimes, and monopole regimes. If you just compare with the stuff with Zeibler-Clayton, what are parameters on the both sides? In what follows, we'll consider electric regimes. So we'll consider large values of energies. So and what non-perturbative phenomena are here? Is this is just the small, exponentially small gaps in the spectrum. The spectrum is almost continuous, but nevertheless there are there is large numbers of exponentially small gaps. And in what follows, we will focus just on the nature of these gaps. And okay. So let me also mention that there are new tools for and questions for the quantum mechanics inspired by relation with different stuff. Let me just mention non-perturbative W quantization, resurgence, PNP relation. And the last point, which I actually focused on, how the level splitting is related to poles in superpotential. Okay, so let me turn to the what pole structure I have in mind. So the pole structure, the form of superpotential. On the other hand, this is just Young function. We introduce several parameters. The parameter S is just the ratio of the vacuum expectation value of scalar with respect to Planck constant, that is epsilon parameter. And actually, there is this parameter is of order one, if you wish. And nevertheless, it becomes small near the pole. There is another small parameter, which is the ratio of non-perturbative scale to the Planck constant, that is to epsilon parameter. Actually, near the pole, there are two small parameters. And generically, the pole structure looks as follows. And it's very natural to reorganize the whole instanton series in the following form near the pole. So we have natural parameter, the ratio of Q to 1 minus S, and just the expansion in the small additional small parameters. And let me also note that the mathematical reason behind this poles is that we have some no longer isolated fixed point in this case. So our aim is to try to understand, can we say something about this function, which actually governs the whole physics near the pole? And the answer turns out remarkably simple. Since we have small parameter here, we could first focus at the small parameters Q, and it's possible, a bit surprisingly, to sum up all the instanton contribution near the pole in the single function near the first pole, and the same can be done near the rest of the poles. And this is exact answer when you consider large Planck constant. So in what follows, and here we focus at the large Planck constant limit. And what is going on? Remarkable things occurs, and instead of poles, we have cuts. So you see that there is a cut structure, and there are no poles at this point. And actually, the disappearance of poles was mentioned in a very specific example by Beccaria for the one-gap Lamé. He also observed that upon the proper resummation, the poles disappear. And it turns out this phenomenon is very general. So we have disappearance of all poles in the last Planck constant limit for many examples, and not for single point, but for a situation with infinite number of poles, all pole becomes the cut. What is physics around? And it can be shown that when we consider a naive pole, the W boson with angular momentum k becomes massless. So it's very analogous to Zyberg-Witten situation when W boson becomes massless at the origin. Here, since we have deformation parameter, we find ourselves with a naively massless particle near another pole. But it turns out that very similar to Zyberg-Witten solution, this never happens upon instanton resummation. Instead of the point where the W boson with angular momentum becomes massless, we obtained the marginal stability curve. I'll show it at a moment. So what is going on? So we have set of poles, naive poles. At each pole, some W boson with angular momentum becomes massless, and each pole becomes cut upon resummation of infinite number of instantons, and the size of the cut is dependent on the number of the particular pole. It becomes larger. And it turns out the first.
What is this instanton with high angular momentum? I mean, not instanton, W boson. What's this? It appears as a bound state in the strongly coupled regime, because in the quick coupling there is no such a thing, right?
When we consider epsilon deformation in strong coupling situation, and it's possible to identify the case mode for any object with the case angular momentum. Just comparing the contribution. Okay, so the first surprise happened here. So it turns out when we look at the result of resummation, it turns out that instead of the naive poles, naive behavior lambda to the fourth, which correspond to conventional instantons, we obtained the contribution of lambda to the squared. So a bit surprisingly, in highly quantum regime, we obtained lambda squared behavior, which is familiar to, I guess, everybody in the audience, to as example of fraction instanton or IRI infrared renormalon. And however, it's just we have no good answer if there is some saddle point configuration. It's just a result of brute force evaluation of instanton contribution. A bit surprising, another surprise is that the same function which we write down near the first pole is the same for all asymptotically free series with different meta content. It's the same for all for all series with different number of fundamentals. For sure, of course, it is a large Planck constant. Nevertheless, it's a kind of universality which we do not understand well enough. Okay, so could we say something? We obtained some function. Could we say something more about it? The next surprise goes as follows. It turns out that the function which we the effective superpotential we found near the pole is nothing but superpotential for a supersymmetric CP1 sigma model with the twisted mass term. So the parameter which is related to difference between the distance from the pole plays the role of the twisted mass, and this is just the conventional superpotential derived by Hori-Waff a long time ago for this stuff. And it's known that there are two vacua in CP1 model, and there are solitons which relates these two vacua. They are derived by Dore a long time ago. So we find out with the situation with the CP1 situation. There is some unusual, naively unusual situation when the mass, twisted mass is just the coordinate, is the vacuum expectation value scalar. And, okay, so it turns out very similar situation in a different context has been obtained by Gayot, Tagulkov, and Zyberg. They also derived a supersymmetric sigma model on the defect when we consider defect theory and use a kind of resolvent trick. And in that case, we have very similar situation. The twisted mass is just proportional to the stuff. So the closed situation is just the Gayot, Tagulkov, Zyberg stuff. Okay, so since we have the familiar landscape of CP1 model, we can answer the next question. First of all, we know that there are CMS near cuts in this situation in this effective superpotential. So the explicit form of the there are two quantum numbers. One corresponds to neutral global charge. The second corresponds to topological charge. And we know that the particle with global charge doesn't exist here. It is just the marginal stability curve. And we have, indeed, we have the lack of the massless W boson in this Wallace case. Moreover, there is in CP1, there is Argyros Douglas point where the superconformal theory is expected. Okay, so let me stress once again. So in our situation, we have twisted mass which is related to this guy, and there are no poles. The poles which correspond to W boson disappear from the spectrum because of the marginal stability curve. And situation is very much similar in the Zyberg-Witten case near the origin. Okay, so in general, we have the following quite complicated picture. So near each pole, here I write down some number of poles here, around each pole we have marginal stability. And when you can see this picture is true at large Planck constant. When it goes down to the classical limit, all this marginal stability curve should become the single marginal stability curve in Zyberg-Witten solution. It's unclear how this all marginal stability curve near each pole merges into the single solution. It's very interesting but unclear question. Okay. So back to quantum mechanics. So we should use the quantum Matoni relation, which which is very useful in the analysis, and consider the following type of quantization here for the ends of the bands. This is one of the examples of quantization classified by Nekrasov and Witten. What is going with quantum mechanics? So naively, the poles in Nekrasov function correspond just to classical quantization condition. However, we have shown that there are a lot of things happen near this pole, and it's possible to prove the following explicit result, that the width of the shelf gap in the high energy limit is just the result of resummation of all instantons near the poles. So we resum instantons, the pole disappear, we obtain the cut, and the result of resummation is just this relation. The interpretation, the tunneling is just a count of infinite number of instantons in the gauge theory side. So let me summarize this point that tunneling phenomenon in quantum mechanics correspond to, so it can be shown that are related to solitons in the CP1 sigma model near each pole. So the splitting is related to soliton states in the CP1 sigma model. This is quite interesting. Okay, so let me switch this. Actually, there is some interesting relation concerning the Schwinger. Very simple comment. So the splitting is related to. It looks like we have a Schwinger type picture, but there are some indication that the process can be interpreted as a monopole pair creation. So it looks like monopole pair creation, and indeed it's possible to comment on this point. So the final point I would like to mention is that we know that according to AGT, the Nekrasov-Chatasvili limit corresponds to semi-classical limit in Liouville theory. And moreover, we know that Nekrasov partition function is related to conformal block. Here we have toroidal conformal block. And it's known that in the Nekrasov-Chatasvili limit, we could derive the conformal block. It equals to twisted superpotential. So we have correspondence between twisted superpotential and classical conformal block. So we know that there are poles in Liouville theory. So there are poles in intermediate dimension. And we know that the Mathieu equation and Lamé equation correspond to toroidal conformal block. That is why it means that these naive poles in conformal block at fixed values of intermediate dimension, actually they are artifact of improper expansion. And if we consider the same resummation near this pole, we obtain the cuts instead of the poles. And final remark is, on the other hand, we know that there is holography. Jared told this morning, the semi-classical limit of conformal block correspond to some peculiar structure in ADS3 gravity. You know that in spectrum in gravity looks as follows. We have some vacuum state, BTZ state, intermediate state with conical defects, and some additional excitation around the BTZ black hole. And the question is, what since we have just correspondence between our summation and ADS3 gravity, what is the meaning of this resummation on the gravity side? And there are some just at the moment just a few correspondences. So we know that there are spectrum there are quasi-normal modes around the BTZ black hole, and there are indications that the poles in Liouville conformal block correspond to quasi-normal modes around BTZ. That is why we could conjecture that in our case we have well above the black hole threshold, and it seems that we come to the following conjecture that there is a kind of we could expect a kind of splitting of quasi-normal modes around the BTZ black hole in a similar manner. And this is a result of a summation of all instanton mode. It cannot be seen at any finite number of perturbation theory. So let me come to conclusion. Life it turns out to be simply. There are no naive poles, and there are no massless W boson with some L. There are just curve of marginal stability. However, it turns out that we have quite complicated structure around each pole. So we have around each pole, we have CP1 model with curve of marginal stability, some very similar to Zeidberg-Witten stuff around the origin. And another quite unexpected answer is that we, upon resummation of ordinary instanton, we get the trace of fractional instanton. And and tunneling in quantum mechanics, it corresponds to quite very delicate behavior near the poles, and they correspond to solitons in CP1 model, and they're related with the CMS curves around the poles. And And finally, there is a very interesting possibility to have non-perturbative physics of quasi-normal BTZ black holes. And there are all open questions. So we just have a few very simple examples for higher genus. So there are also the poles for higher genus curve. And once again, we have particular sigma model. A very complicated question, which we have no good answer. All our analysis concerns the large Planck constant and how this goes on to the classical Zeidberg-Witten, how this merging of marginal stability takes place. It's a very complicated question. And so another very interesting question concerns the non-perturbative phenomena about black hole. And similar, it's interesting to make the link with the same stuff in 5 and 6D dimension. There are questions how this behavior we have found behaves under the quantum duality. No answer yet. And also, when you consider 5-dimensional situations, there is some duality between instanton and torus node. So there is one-to-one corresponding to instanton and torus node. That means the summation over instantons is nothing but summation over torus nodes. How it can be seen here? It's an open question, so thank you.
Okay, thank you. We have time for a few questions. Yes, Arkady?
I'm trying to follow this terminology to some extent. That when you're saying fractional instanton, you know, summation of instanton corresponds to this picture which you describe about, you know, existence of this monopole and ion, you know, near the origin, right? And in this way, okay, there is nothing fractional there, right? Because it's just normal monopole and ion there. So normal sum over normal instanton it produces.
Here we have additional parameter. What's the point is when we consider omega deformation, we have additional parameter, and we can consider higher quantum level.
K refers to this additional parameter?
Yes.
I mean, K appears due to this, right?
Yes.
If it would be just staying in original form, would be no this parameter?
True, but there are many indications that the phenomena which we have found, that is the summation of infinite number of instanton, could produce the kind of fractional instanton could survive. So
but in this way, I still returning back. Why you need to call it instanton? Because you can discuss what kind of solitons.
Exactly. So. If you wish, you could forget about the fractional instanton, but for the four-dimensional viewpoint, you obtain the lambda squared term instead of lambda to the fourth term.
Okay.
That is why we have non-trivial structure. Upon the resummation of all instanton terms in omega background, there are a lot of reservation.
Other questions, comments?
Yeah, so for large A, the Nekrasov partition function in 4D converges. So you have a perfectly well-defined function with poles. And now you're taking it apart and putting it back together in a different way.
We just resum. Consider we zoom the region near the pole.
Right, but I mean, in principle, if you have a pole in an analytic function, you can zoom in as much as you want. There's a pole there.
Yeah.
But you're taking it apart, and then I think you're doing a different sum. So it's no longer this. I mean, why is that object better than the Nekrasov partition?
We consider the highly quantum level. So the epsilon deformation is very large. And in this situation, there are different natural parameters of expansion. The ratios of lambda to the epsilon and...
But the Nekrasov partition function is
divergent,
even for large epsilon, right?
Yes, but it's a kind of resummation of infinite series here, and however we can perform this reformation in the controllable way, and everything is clear what is going on, which is term, and we sum up the instanton near the pole, very close to the pole. So all analyses are relevant for the region near the poles.
Yes, please, Kurt.
So it's the question about the ADS. So to study ADS 3 CFTA2, you need a large N in Liouville. And then, as you know, there is this story about quantum hydrodynamics that comes from Young's theories. So how does the your ADS story with quasi-normal modes relates to quantum hydrodynamics?
I do not know. It's a good question, but the answer, I do not know.
Okay. I have a question. You did this instanton resummation, and at the end you get lambda square. What was the original, summation parameter?
The infinite series with respect to there is some ratio of Q, which is ratio to lambda to the epsilon. Divided by 1 over S, where S is 2A divided by epsilon. So we consider the small instanton as parameter, the smallest, distance from the pole, and this is generically of order of 1. There are two small parameters, and so we sum up all these parameters, which are relevant near the pole, and the rest parameters are very small. And it turns out that it's possible to resum all the relevant parameters in a single function, which provides you CP1 sigma model.
Other questions? Well, since there are no other questions and we still have a couple of minutes, maybe I will make a comment. I think I understand correctly, but correct me please if I'm wrong. To return back from the Nekrasov formalism to n equal 2 super Young Mills, you have to set epsilon is equal to 0. In this limit, when epsilon 1, epsilon 2 are set equal to 0, you return back to the holomorphic sector of one particular well-defined field theory, which is unitary, causal, and so on and so forth. Lorentz invariant. Now, this limit considered here is the opposite limit, when epsilons are large, right? And the limit of large epsilons, this deformation make out of n equal to super Young Mills something else. This something else, I think, still has some sense, at least kind of physical and mathematical in the holomorphic sector, but I'm not sure, and this may be a question, whether this something else at large, this Nekrasov formula at large epsilon, whether it makes sense in general as a field theory, in particular, are all correlators causal? Is this theory produce only states with a positive norm, or maybe it is not, because it's a theory, it's not a field theory, right?
Why?
It's a highly deformed field theory, right?
It can be, you can write down the Lagrangian of this theory. You can write down the Lagrangian and treat it as a conventional field theory with the Lagrangian. So
yeah, but it's with broken Lorentz. With broken Lorentz, strictly speaking, CPT is not valid and many other things.
In external, okay. So actually what is going on, we introduce two rotations. So consider four-dimensional Euclidean space. And introduce two velocities. So introduce some small background. Well, you could
No, it's small and the limit epsilon is small.
Yeah,
right? When
yeah.
you go to limit epsilon is very
It corresponds to, you could have in mind the magnetic field. You consider strong magnetic field. And it corresponds to reduction to the first Landau level. And this is to some extent analog of reduction on the field theory to the first Landau level.
But in strong background magnetic field, locality of the theory is not valid, right, as you know.
Yes, but it's quite reasonable theory. Nevertheless, it's reasonable to write down the theory on the lowest Landau level, for instance. There are a lot of physics behind, so actually our idea is to extract some physics from infinite series in some. And another point which I have mentioned concerning this Wingers type of the story, and you naively you could be surprised. So you can consider tunneling is instanton anti-instanton phenomenon in the quantum mechanics. On the other hand, I tried to express this instanton anti-instanton phenomenon in terms of purely instantons. Not that is different actually, and very close to your remark in the previous talks. And it turns out, indeed, it's possible to reformulate this contribution in terms of some blow-up phenomena due to Myers effect. You have the instanton blow-up in the circles. So you have monopole-like Schwinger picture, and indeed we have instanton anti-instanton phenomena on the quantum mechanics and a very similar balance phenomena on the gauge theory side.
Okay, thank you. Let's speak. Thanks to the speaker.